Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
We are back here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we are turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who are you putting your spotlight on this week?
Well, Chris, again, we never apologize if a man's name comes up more than once, but I think we've mentioned this man in the past, but he's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee this year, and it's defensive tackle Gerald McCoy. And Chris, he's done an awful lot. He's been in Tampa Bay all 9 years of his career. He's still playing at a very high level. I think he has about 55 career sacks. But I believe what he does off the gridiron doesn't get the kudos that it should, Chris. He's been very, very involved in the social justice program that the team spearheads down there. He stays in contact with the Tampa police. It's all about easing tensions between the community and the cops down there, Chris. Very involved in that. He's been very involved also in the community ticket program in Tampa. He's been doing that since the year he came in the league. He's personally, Chris, invited more than 2,100 community people to Buccaneers home games over the year. And he does an awful lot of things. He'll invite kids and people he knows to a free screening of movies down there at no cost. And I thought something was great, too. A couple months ago, he opened his own foundation in memory of his mother. He calls it the Patricia Diane Foundation. And that is all at supporting single-parent households down in that area of Florida. In fact, all of his community efforts, Chris, are pretty much targeted at single-parent households. He also does a McCoy Family Christmas every year where he gives back to the underprivileged, Chris. He does a lot of things with finding a cure for pediatric cancer. He does fashion shows down there. He's been part of a lot of things down there. And since he wears glasses himself, Chris, he's very involved in through the Glazer Foundation, the owners down there. He's done a lot with the Vision Mobile RV program down there, and they recently gave out their 5,000th pair of glasses. So he's very involved with that. And I thought one more great thing he did, Chris, back in 2011, shortly after he entered the NFL, he went back to his old high school, Chris, and with his newfound fame and everything, he bought new drums and all new uniforms for the school marching band. And again, he's done so much, and he's also donated in the past to American Red Cross and flooding disaster and hurricane disaster relief down in Florida. I can go on and on, Chris. He's just a hell of a guy, very deserving of that honor. And we need more guys like him, both in the news and in the community. So kudos to Gerald McCoy this week.
Yeah, Bob, you want to talk about a guy just doing thing after thing after thing to make a difference. Holy smokes,
right.
Good for him. That's a lot of great stuff. So, yeah, absolutely kudos to Gerald McCoy. Bob, I'm putting my spotlight on Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman Jeff Allen, but not for something he did, but for a kind act done for him by a homeless man in Kansas City. Dave Cochran lives in his truck with his girlfriend in Kansas City. On Saturday, January 12th, he noticed several drivers getting stuck in the snow, so he decided he was going to do a good Samaritan thing and help those drivers out. He pulled one car out, then he noticed another one, another car that got stuck, so he goes over to help, turns out to be Jeff Allen. Now, the 12th was the day the Chiefs and the Colts played, in the playoff game. So Allen's trying to get to the stadium. Here he is, he gets stuck in the snow. Now, Cochran had no idea that it was Jeff Allen, that Jeff played for the Chiefs. He saw that the car had a Texas license plate, so he figured, that person doesn't know how to drive in the snow, let me go help. So he goes over, helps him, obviously finds out the guy plays for the Chiefs, right? He just sort of looked at, and when you talk to Cochran about what happened when the news talked to him, he said, look, I just thought he was a normal person, guy needed some help, so I went and helped him, right? So he pulls him out, and Allen gets on his way and goes on to the stadium, obviously thanking Cochran for the help. Now, when the game was over, Allen takes to social media because he didn't know anything about Cochran. He's just, a guy that helped him out, finds out that the guy's homeless. He takes to social media, tries to figure out, how can I contact this guy? Can anyone get me in contact so I can, you know, continue to tell him thank you and what a big thing that was to help him get on his way. You know, social media being what it is, someone actually knew him and how to track him down. So he gets in touch with Alan. Alan finds out how to do that. He gives Cochran a couple of tickets to the AFC Championship game against the Patriots, which Cochran says is a dream come true. He had never gone to a Chiefs game before, gets the ticket, starts to cry, gets really emotional about it. So there we go. We got two great things there, right? We got Cochran, again, a gentleman who is homeless, and God forbid that that's the case, and hopefully we can get this gentleman some more help so that he and his girlfriend and his doggo, by the way, Bob, which I know is very important to you, sleeping, you know, in the wintertime in a pickup truck. But this guy doesn't let that, you know, sour him. He goes out and helps people that get stuck in the snow, and then turn around and Alan does a nice deed back and gets him into the Chiefs AFC Championship game. So one kindness is gets repaid with another kindness. But I thought that was a very interesting story. Kudos to both gentlemen for going out of their way to help each other out. So I thought that was a really wonderful story on two sides, Bob.
Hey, what I thought of, Chris, it's amazing that no matter what your plight in life, you can be a hero to someone. And if that doesn't bring it home, that story right there, that's just fabulous stuff. And kudos to all these people, Chris. These are stories, again, that weren't on page one, weren't on the headlines or whatever. But I think when we throw them out there, we hear from people that, you know, that was cool. You know, I didn't know that happened. And that's what makes us smile. And that to me, that's news, you know, when you hear heroic things. And we need more of the positive, and that's why we do it, correct?
Yes, it is. And again, hopefully, we'll publicize both of these stories like we always do here on the show, but also over the weekend, we'll individually cut this out and post it out on social media as well. Let's see if we can't get that gentleman and his girlfriend and dog into a much better situation. All right, Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this edition of Thursday Night Tailgate. Want to send out our thanks once again to JT Thomas, Tony Collins, ML Harris, and LaVon Kirkland for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, thank you for playing hurt tonight. That's what we do on this show. But I really appreciate the fact that you're here, and I get to spend another Thursday night with you, my friend.
We hope we can inspire people. To me, this is medicine, Chris, doing this type of show, so it's an honor to work with you. So let's do it next week, huh?
Absolutely, we will. Scheduled to join us next week, we have former Falcons quarterback Steve Barkowski. Like I mentioned at the top of the show, really looking forward to having Bart back on with us. Former Rams defensive back Leroy Irvin, and we're hoping Leroy has got a big smile on his face when he's joining us next week, but he'll be back. As will former Steelers linebacker Greg Lloyd. Greg has become such a wonderful friend. Looking forward to getting Greg's thoughts.
Great.
And it's been a little while, but former Jaguars quarterback Quinn Gray. And what a great guy Quinn Gray is. And we've been friends for a long time. He's been really good to us over the years. It's been a little while, like I say, since we've had Quinn on the show. So looking forward to catching up with him. And, of course, Tony Collins. We'll see what kind of mood Tony's in. You know, if Leroy's smiling, Tony will not be. But we'll check and see how Tony does and get his thoughts on the Super Bowl as well. So looking forward to catching up with all of those guys and looking forward to catching up with all of you again next week. I want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. First, on Facebook, we've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Please go on there. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see our guest schedule and who we've got coming up. Plus, we link back to our page over on Podbean. And again, can't thank those guys enough. They've been so good to us, featuring us right there in their NFL fans segment, section. So go check us out there and download the Podbean app, folks. And you'll be able to check us out, take us with you everywhere you go on your mobile phone. You'll see us if you click on, if you download the Podbean app, click on the category section, scroll across NFL fans, boom, you're going to see Thursday Night Tailgate right there front and center for you. So please do that. And again, if you love podcasts, they've got great podcasts across all genres, not just sports, not just football, across all genres for you right there as well. On Twitter, you can follow me at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari, and the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Chris. I hope you enjoy the big game, and everyone else out there, please do the same. Our thanks go out to our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he always does with our intro and ads. We also want to thank Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris tonight, we thank everyone out there for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.
Coming down the mountain, I take a breath of sin. Can't tell the day or time, but I know this day will end. On a mission I can't see, they say I am the one. In the end, it's you and me as we ride into the sun. So we ride another big thumb down the day. We ride another day from the insane. Heading east to New Orleans from the California sun. North train to St. Louis on the Mississippi run. KC for one last stand, two bullets in my gun. In Nashville, Tennessee, living life out on the run. So we ride, another big storm down the drain. We ride, another day from the insane. We ride, I can't change what's in the past. We ride. Another day from the insane.